Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Friday, week 3 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Mark and is titled, The Love That Gives Life. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, Which commandment is the first of all? Jesus answered, The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbour as yourself.
That Jesus nominates as the first commandment, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength deserves considerable contemplation. Understanding what it means to love God in the manner described may be easier said than done. It is also a potentially problematic precept for God to insist upon. How would you respond if anyone other than God had said, You need to love me with everything you are, say, and do. Surely love cannot be insisted upon like that. Let's begin to unpack this. Jesus' teaching begins with a call to hear the truth about God. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. The starting point is the call to enter the all-encompassing nature of God, in whom we live and move and have our being. This greatest of the commandments is situated in the acknowledgement and experience of being held in existence by God. God breathes us into being and holds us there.
Putting the word into practice.
Coming to terms with the wonder of our being in God and living in response to that brings us to the awareness that the only reason we exist is because God first loves us. Jesus' insistence that we love God with the entirety of ourselves is simply an acknowledgement that is how God loves us, that is, the entirety of Himself. The only adequate response to God's life-giving and life-affirming love is complete surrender to that love with the whole of our being, which is where our problems start. Something in us resists the complete giving over of ourselves to God, as described here. We are content to believe in God, and even to love Him to a point. However, we have other things we love just as much, if not more. God gets what is left over. We assume that God is content to be just one in our hierarchy of loves. The problem is that the other things we love do not call us into being nor sustain us in existence. Only the love of God does that. This fact can be difficult to come to terms with, for learning to abandon these lesser loves to the degree that they keep us from the one life-giving love is the narrow gate we would like to avoid.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.